Answer me this. Are you a morning person? Maybe an afternoon person? Perhaps you're a night owl? Perhaps you feel like you never really get moving? Well, regardless of how you would classify yourself, you deserve to have a morning routine that serves you, that sets you up for success. Now, before you start rolling your eyes and go, oh, I've heard all about the morning routine stuff and all the things that we're all supposed to do and journal and meditate and yoga, and I just don't have time for that or I don't like it. Guess what? That is not what I'm going to tell you. Instead, I am thrilled to tell you about my annual free event coming up called Master Your Morning. And over the course of 5 days, 30 minutes or less each day, I'm going to teach you how to create your own unique morning routine based on two things, your unique personality type, and secondly, the realities of your home life, right? You may not have a lot of time for a morning routine. And that's what this free workshop is all about. So if you want to come join, head over to megansumrall.com/masteryourmorning. And I promise you, at the end of it, you are going to have a completely different relationship with the morning. I'm excited to talk about routines today. This came up in a kind of group coaching call from the last top boot camp, where we were really diving into routines and how to maximize those. And a question came up of like, well, you know, I can't really put routines because every day is so different. Every week is so different. I can't put routines in place. And I said, oh my goodness, yes, you can. So that's what I want to dive in here today, is to talk about how we can all, every single one of us, create routines that are going to help us maximize efficiencies, reduce churn, reduce that wasted time, regardless of how routine your life may be. So let's go ahead and jump in.
Welcome to the Work-Life Harmony Podcast. I'm your host, Megan Sumrall. I'm a former techie turned entrepreneur. I'm also a mom and a wife. Just like you, I'm juggling hashtag all the things while running multiple businesses and a family. Being a successful female entrepreneur doesn't mean you have to feel overwhelmed, exhausted, and stressed out. Gaining control of your time and calendar is all about learning a few key techniques and systems to better organize and structure your time. This is your show to learn from me and other amazing women how to master your time and organization to skyrocket your productivity so you can have work-life harmony.
Hey, hey, welcome back to Work-Life Harmony. Today's topic is all around routines. Routines is actually one of the 9 components that are part of my entire top framework, time management, organization, and productivity. And I really want to take some time to pull that one component out and talk about it today. Because one of the questions I get from people a lot around routines is, you know, saying, well, I'm really struggling to create routines because I don't have a very routine life. Meaning no 2 days look the same, no 2 weeks look the same. So, you know, you're stuck with this. How the heck can I gain the benefits of routines when my life is ever changing and fluid? So the good news is it's very easy to do that. You do not have to have a routine life in order to create routines that are going to bring you tremendous benefits. So let's start first with understanding, when I'm talking about routines, what do I mean? What is my definition? So it is very simple. It's simply a series of tasks that are always done together in one group. So, you know, maybe it is, when you think about something as, you know, simple as getting ready in the morning, maybe it is, you know, taking a shower, brushing your teeth, putting on your clothes, putting on your socks and shoes. That's a very simple example of what a routine may be. Now, here is what a routine is not. When I talk about routines, and this is why routines can still work for you, even if you have a non-routine life, having a routine does not mean it has to be executed at the exact same time or the exact same day every single week. I have a morning routine. You guys know I'm passionate about all things morning routines. And during the week, during the school year, Monday through Friday, it's done at a certain time. On the weekends, my morning routine shifts slightly and it's done at a different time. And then during the summer months, my morning routine shifts again and it's done at a different time. I also have several routines that I leverage throughout the course of the week that are not always done at the same time or day of the week from week to week. So let's dive into how to go about identifying where you might leverage routines and how to get started with this. So the very first thing that I want you to do is get out, you know, a piece of paper and jot down, do a quick brainstorm on what are all of the activities that you do every single day. Let's start with that. Just listing out what are kind of those chores, tasks, et cetera, that you do on a daily basis. So it could be, you know, packing lunches, cooking meals, answering email. Maybe you're checking in on social media. Maybe you're responding to DMs or, you know, whatnot. Maybe it is certain trainings that you need to go to. Maybe there are meetings that you go to. So anything and everything that you do every day, write that down. Then with a, you know, kind of step away from it for a little bit, then come back and with a fresh mind, look at that list and ask yourself, where can you maximize efficiencies by grouping certain tasks together? So for the course of this example, let's talk about email because there's a huge win there waiting for absolutely everybody. If you have multiple email accounts as I do. I actually have 8. That's a whole nother reason, but there's reasons why I have that. If I were to jump in and out of email into all of my different email accounts all day long, it is going to be overwhelming and exhausting, right? However, I have routines in place where in the morning, I have an email processing routine that I do across all of my email accounts. And then I have a routine later in the day that I do 2 more times only on certain email accounts. That means I'm only jumping into my email 3 times a day. Now, there are certain stages where I may do it 4 times a day, but on a typical average, you know, week, I am looking at my email 3 times a day. And I have a set routine that I do as I go through that. The time saving I get by doing that instead of jumping in and out of the emails is tremendous. There's the obvious one of, you know, you kind of get in that mindset and you just do it all at once. But the really subtle ones are that lack of distractions. I'm not being pulled away from my task at hand every 5 minutes to be jumping into my email, right? So this is where we want to look at what are all those things that you do every day that you may be able to group together for efficiencies. Now, the next step is to look at your plan for the week and identify when each day during the week does it make sense for you to actually execute the specific routine. So it may be at 8 a.m. on Monday, but maybe it's not until 9:30 on Tuesday, and maybe it's at 8:30 on Wednesday. This is what I mean by you can still have routines even in a non-routine life. The non-routine part meaning you have the flexibility to decide when you're going to execute that given routine every day. Now, the final part of this is you got to test it out, right? You may put a routine in place that you think is going to be great. And then when you go and you do it, you realize this was not very good. So I'll give you an example of where I had one of those not too long ago. And this is more on a weekly routine. So you're going to have daily routines and you can also create weekly routines. So I produce a certain amount of content every week between podcasts, blog posts, social media posts, writing emails, newsletters, etc. Well, I had that as on my weekly checklist of the content pieces that I needed to write every week. I decided to test out a routine where I would sit down and do all of my content tasks at one time. So I created the plan and I carved out, I think it was about 75 minutes. That's how much I thought I would need and said, okay, this week I'm going to sit down and try doing all of those at once. And I did it for 2 weeks in a row and I discovered I hated that routine. For me to focus on writing for that long for content started to feel very hard and I didn't enjoy it. So I gave myself the flexibility to say, great, let's change it up. So now I've broken it up into two different chunks. So I have routine one, which is for a certain type of content, and routine two for a second type of content. And now I get to plan each week when I am doing those. So again, the when I'm putting it in has a ton of flexibility, but I'm still getting all the benefits of having those routines for efficiencies. I'll share a couple of routines that I do either daily or weekly that have me saving a ton of time. So the email one is one I already shared with you. Content is another one. I also have a series of tasks that I go through every Monday morning when I sit down to start my workday. So again, maybe it's at 8 on one Monday, maybe it's at 9:30 on another Monday. Maybe it has to get moved to a Tuesday because Monday is a day off from school. Again, you see that flexibility. But when I sit down to kind of launch into work for the week, I have a set number of tasks. There's about 8 of them. They take about an hour. And I do that at the start of every single week. I have a work shutdown routine as well that I do on Fridays. It's a series of tasks that wrap up bookkeeping, customer support, all of kind of number tracking, email processing, processing my notebook, et cetera. Paper decluttering as well goes in there. So I do that at the end of my work week. Now, again, this may be at noon on a Friday. Depending upon my schedule, it might be 10 a.m. on a Friday. Or if I'm heading out of town, I may choose to do that on a Thursday. So just because you have a very fluid, ever-changing life does not mean that you can't harness the power of identifying where you can group tasks that happen on repeat, either daily or weekly, and still bring them into your life for efficiencies. So I can't wait to hear what routines you are going to start putting into place. And I'd love to know if you're going to make the commitment to not check your email 20,000 times a day as well. I'll see you guys back here next week for another episode. Getting on top of all things time management, organization, and productivity doesn't have to stop just because this episode is over. If you want one-tap access to all of my training and current top podcasts, go to the App Store or Google Play and download the Pink Bee app. It's one word, the Pink Bee. It is jam-packed with simple yet powerful tips and strategies to get you out of overwhelm and into harmony. And if you have a question you want me to cover on a future episode, go to iTunes and ask your question in the podcast review section. And while you're there, don't forget to leave a 5-star review.